is Bird Note. Why do birds consistently follow certain routes in their great journeys across the continents? Pathways of migration evolved, shaped by the wind. During the height of the last ice age 18,000 years ago, much of North America was covered by glaciers, yet ice-free breeding habitat for songbirds, such as the Black Pole Warbler, remained in what is now Alaska and parts of Western Canada. Studies of fossil pollen found in muddy lake bottoms show that consistent winds blew across the continent on a northwest to southeast heading of 155 degrees. As Scott Weidensall recounts in his book, Living on the Wind, the ice cap produced a powerful high-pressure center sitting over central Canada, pumping strong northwest winds, precisely the conditions that would aid migrants on a 155-degree heading. The birds rode these tailwinds to traverse the vast ice fields. And today, although the continental glaciers have melted, the birds still follow this compass bearing on their way to wintering grounds in South and Central America and the Caribbean. Natural selection and the vicissitudes of life on the wing require that birds respond exquisitely to natural conditions. Their lives depend on their attunement to the world around them, and particularly during migration, to the wind. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation. Find us on the web at birdnote.org.